The Rambam reckons out the mitzvahs of the Torah, both in the beginning of the Sefer Yad HaChazaka and also in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam starts off with the first mitzvah of believing in Hashem. Leida, the lashon of the Rambam is Leida Sheyesha Melaka, to know that there is an Eibishter, as it says, Anechi Hashem Elokecha. And the last mitzvah, the end of all the mitzvahs, of the mitzvah sasei, the 248 mitzvah sasei, he brings the mitzvah of Lodun Bedine Nachlis, to do the mitzvah of Nachlis. What does Nachlis mean? Inheritance. The special dinim in the Torah about when somebody passes away, how that his inheritance goes to his son, and so on and so forth, different dinim. The Rambam quotes the pasuk, Shenemar Ish Kiyomus, a man that will die, Ubein Ein Loi, and he will not have a son. Then, that's where the Rambam ends the pasuk, but the pasuk goes on to explain what do we do in the case of when a man passes away and he doesn't have a son that inherits his stuff, where should his possessions go? This pasuk is brought in Parshas Pinchas, which over there was the story of the Bnei Tzilofchad, that after the, when Moshe Rabbeinu was being mechalek Eretz Yisrael, was dividing Eretz Yisrael for all the Yidden, for all the Shvatim, so the Bnei Tzilofchad, they came and complained to Moshe Rabbeinu that they also want a nachla, an inheritance, a portion in Eretz Yisrael, and the way Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, and Hashem told the mitzvah of nachlis, of inheritance, that it should go to the son, and what the din is when there's no son. Now we understand very well that the Seder in the Rambam is exact and punctual. Why did the Rambam choose that the last mitzvah that he quotes in the entire Minyan HaMitzvahs should be the mitzvah of Nachlis, the mitzvah of inheritance? We know that just like the first mitzvah to believe in Hashem is a mitzvah, it's a very important and a fundamental mitzvah. So we understand that because whatever the Rambam writes is meduyuk betachlis, is 100% exact. So that the Rambam reckons the last mitzvah as the mitzvah of nachlis is because that is the idea of just like believing in Hashem is the fundamental of the beginning of all mitzvahs. So this is the end and the culmination of all mitzvahs. So why does the mitzvah of Nachlis of inheritance show on the culmination, the ending, and the way all the mitzvahs end off? Well, seemingly one could say that the reason is because the mitzvahs of the Torah were given to people that should do it during their lifetime. And the mitzvah of Nachlis of inheritance is a mitzvah that has to do with a person after he lives, after he passes away. And that's why the Rambam brings it at the end of the mitzvahs. However, but that's not a very satisfying answer. Because there are many other mitzvahs that are applicable to when a person passes away that the Rambam didn't bring at the end. And there's other mitzvahs, and really the mitzvah of Nachlis itself is not really a mitzvah on the person after he's passed away. It's a mitzvah on Bezdin that they should lodun, they should do the justice, they should do the judgments of Dine Nachlis. So it's not really it's for the heirs, it's for the Yerushim, it's for the children to sort out the Nachala, the inheritance between them. It's not something that is really about the person after he passes away. So we can't say that the reason why the Rambam brings it at the far end of all the mitzvahs is because it's the end of a person's life. So we need explanation why and what is the idea behind this mitzvah being at the end of all the mitzvahs. Also, we find something strange in the words of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Lodun bedinei nachlis, and he brings the pasuk. What is the pasuk? Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, Ish kiyomus, when a man will die, ubein ein loy, and he will not have his son. Then what? In the pasuk, in those few words of the pasuk that the Rambam brings, it doesn't say what the mitzvah is to do. It just describes when a man dies and he doesn't have a son, and that's it. Why did the Rambam pick out of the pasuk? Why doesn't he say the continuation of the pasuk? V'ha'avartem es nachlasei, to the different relatives and so on and so forth. The pasuk carries on saying what the mitzvah is. Where to give the nachla, where to give the possessions and the inheritance of the deceased man, who to give it to. Rambam doesn't bring that, doesn't say those words. He just says the beginning of the pasuk of when a man will die and he has no son. That, in those words of the pasuk, it doesn't say what the mitzvah is. So why did Rambam pick those words? There are nuschois, different versions of the text of the Rambam, of where after those words, it does have those v'havartim es nachlasi, the continuation of the pasuk, and of a gomer, and so on and so forth. But we don't have this in our Rambams. This is the Rambam that we've had for world spread over all the what we all use doesn't have this girsa, and therefore we can't say that this is the explanation. Why do we have in our Rambam, it says, Ish ki yomu subein ein loy, when it should say the description of what the din of dinei nachlis is, where does it say in the pasuk? So let's look into, where do we learn out this entire din of nachlis from? The story, the case in the Torah, of where Moshe Rabbeinu was dividing out Eretz Yisrael to the Jewish people. And over there, we find a very interesting thing. The way the Yerushas HaOretz was done, the way the Yidden inherited the Eretz Yisrael, was in a very interesting way. There were three inyonim in the Chalukas v'Yerushas HaOretz. There was, number one, the Yerushas HaOretz, that the Yidden inherited the land. There was, as the Pasuk says, Lorav tarbe nachlosei, v'lama'at tamit nachlosei, that one should give a greater, bigger shevet, and more family with greater numbers, more land, and a shevet or a family with less numbers, a minority, would get less land. In other words, a division of Eretz Yisrael according to just decision of whatever made sense, how much to give to each shevet. And then we find another idea in the pasuk, of which describes how Eretz Yisrael was divided. It says, "Ach begoyrol yecholak es haaretz," that the land was divided with a goyrol. And Rashi over there explains in the psukim over there, explains exactly how it worked, that there was a goyrol, of how the goyrol itself called out. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote different shvatim and different portions of Eretz Yisrael, and how they were tossed lots, and they came up with the division of how what parts Yidden would get in Eretz Yisrael. So we see these three things: Yerusha. Then we have Chalukah, according to just Seichel, according to what intellect decides, which is the greater numbers get a bigger portion and the smaller gets less. And then we have a division, which is in a way higher than Seichel, through a Goyrol. These three concepts we find also about an expression that it describes the connection between Hashem and Yidden. We say every morning in davening, Ashreinu matev chalkeinu, umanoim geiroleinu, umayofa yirushoseinu, which means, Ashreinu, how lucky are we, matev chalkeinu, our lot is good, umanoim geiroleinu, and how pleasant is our Goyrol, umayofa yirushoseinu, and how beautiful is our inheritance. So here we see these three ideas. Chelkeinu, our portion. Goyroleinu, our lot. By lots, by a goyrol. And yirushoseinu, our inheritance. Compared to the three ways of how Yidden inherited the land. Through a yirusha, a portion, and a goyrol. What is the difference between Chalkeinu, Geirelenu, and Yerushoseinu? Our portion, our lot, and our inheritance. What does that mean? So let's try to explain the difference, first of all, as we say it in the order in davening, first Chalkeinu, Ashreinu Matayit Chalkeinu, then Geiraleinu, and then Yerushaseinu. Let's go one greater than the other, from level to level. The first level is Chalkeinu. The second is Geiraleinu. To understand the difference between these two, let's take an example of the difference between Mecher and Matana. Mecher means a sale, and Matana means a present. Why does the seller give the buyer the merchandise? The answer is because the buyer paid money. He gave something. He paid for it. Why does somebody give a present? Well, not because, obviously, he's pleased with the person who he's giving it to. But the person who's getting it, the receiver, isn't giving anything to earn the present. The present is giving it out of his own goodwill. We find these two ways in the connection between Hashem and the Yidden. Hashem gives schar for mitzvahs. Hashem gives reward for Yidden that serve Hashem and do mitzvahs. That is like mecher, a sale. Yidden work, pay, do mitzvahs, and Hashem gives schar, reward. Then there is a way of matana. Hashem gives without us doing our work. Hashem gives us, as we say, betuve, bechein, bechesed, v'rachmim, out of his goodwill. So let's relate this idea, example, of mecher and matana to chalkeinu and geiraleinu. A Yid is saying, Ashreinu matev chalkeinu umanoyim geroleinu. How lucky and how pleasant is our chelik and our gerol, our connection to Hashem in these two ways of chalkeinu and geroleinu. Chalkeinu is the connection to Hashem which a Yid has through Yid's aveda, through a Yid serving Hashem. Like mecher, you're paying for it. However, geroleinu, what is a gerol? A geirol is a connection, a decision made not by intellect. It doesn't make any sense. There's no reason why one is winning the lottery over the other. It's higher than seichel. It's not an intellectual decision. A geirol is, as the pasuk says, b'chik yutal es ha-geirol u'me Hashem kol mishpotei. It's something from Hashem. It's something from higher than your decision. That's what Geiraleinu means. Geiraleinu means the connection, the bond between Hashem and Yidden, not because and related to the work or the service or what Yidden gave to earn it. No, but what Hashem gives from himself. What does Hashem connect? How does Hashem connect himself to Yidden? Hashem chose Yidden. Bechira Hashem, like we say in the bracha of Torah, Asher bachar bonu mikol ha'amim, Hashem chose us out of all the nations. Hashem's choice in Yidden is a bechira chofshis. It's a free choice. It's a choice which means Hashem decided and wants to be connected to Yidden. Higher than any reason of why Yidden are special, not because of what Yidden did, but because Hashem chose Yidden. So this is the difference. Hashem is connecting himself to Yidden, but it depends is it because mitzad the Yidden or mitzad Hashem? What's the reason why Hashem is connecting himself to Yidden? Is it because Yidden did Aveda? That's Chalkeinu. That's our lot, our portion. Geiraleinu is like a geirol. A geirol is higher than time v'das, higher than understanding. Hashem chose Yidden, not because of any maila, any quality that Yidden have, but because Hashem decided to connect himself to Yidden because that's what he wants. Deeper we can say, not just is chelkeinu mitzad the aveda of Yidden, but also mitzad the etzem mitzias, the entity of a yid. We know what is a Yid. A Yid is, as the Alter Rebbe writes in Tanya, V'nefesh Hashenis B'Yisrael. The soul, the neshama of a Yid, is a chelek eleika mimal mamash. A chelek, a portion. A chelek. As the Pasuk says, Ki chelek Hashem amoy. A chelek, a portion of godliness, of eleika, of Hashem, mimal, from above mamash. That is what a Yid is. Chelkenu shows on the metzias of a Yid. Geiroleinu is something that's higher than the metzias of a Yid. It's higher that a Yid has an neshama. Hashem chose a Yid. It's not mitzad he is a Yid. It's because Hashem chose him. It's not because of his metzias, but it's mitzad the bechira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in him. That's why the Alter Rebbe in Tanya over there, when he speaks about Chelek Elikam Imal Mamish, he says that's why Yidin are called Bonim, children. Bonim Lamokim. As it says in the Pasuk, Bonim Atem LaHashem Elikechem, you are sons of Hashem your God. Just like by a son, what is his father's relationship to him? Because he is a son. What is his existence? What is his entity? He is the son. So it's similar to what we explained before about by a mecher, a sale, that it's about what you paid, that's what you get for. Because a Yid is the son of Hashem, that's Hashem's relationship to him. Which is really, as we'll soon explain, a tzimtzum for Hashem to be in, so to say, the father of this son. It's not Hashem's essence. Geiroleinu relates to Hashem's choosing in a Yid. Hashem's bechira, bochar bonu. He chose in a Yid that the choice of a Yid is coming from Hashem's essence, which is totally unlimited, not limited to the metzias of however great, however holy a Yid is, but the Kedusha inside him, because he's a metzias, is limited. Whereas Hashem's choice in him relates to Hashem's choice, which is Hashem's will, which relates to Hashem the way he is unlimited. And we see this alluded to in a pasuk. The pasuk states, in Voeschana, Ki am kodesh ata la'Hashem elekecha, ubecha bochar Hashem v'gemer. We see two parts of the pasuk. Am kodesh ata, you are a holy people, la'Hashem elekecha, to Hashem your God. And then we say, ubecha bochar Hashem, and Hashem chosen you. Am kodesh ata, you are holy people, relates to the bonim atem la'Hashem elekechem, the Yidin are children of Hashem, a son of Hashem, so Hashem relates to him, to the metzias of his son. Then there is a higher inyan. Ubecha bachar Hashem. Hashem connects himself to you in a way that he is choosing you higher than the way he is described and in this tziur of being a father to a son. This relates to Hashem himself. This is the two levels of Chalkeinu and Geiroleinu. However, we go further. What's Yerusha Seinu? Explains the Rebbe as follows. Still, this what's this the common denominator between Chalkeinu and Geiroleinu is that it's both Hashem connecting himself to, so to say, another existence. A Yid which is outside of him. Whether the cause is because of the Yid, as in Chalkeinu, or whether the cause is because Hashem wants, as in Geiroleinu, but still it's both Hashem is relating to a Yid that's outside of him. Someone else, something else. Hashem is being drawn to another existence. Even in the higher level of Geiroleinu, Hashem's Ratzin is in a Yid. It relates to Hashem himself, but he's going out of himself to be connected to a Yid. The higher and third level, and the highest level, is Yerusha. Seinu Yerusha. What does Yerusha mean? What is an inheritance? Yerusha is when a person dies and he has a son, the son inherits the father. The son doesn't inherit the father in a way that the father has to give his possessions over to someone else. No. The son is in the place of the father. Just like the father owned the possessions, the son is one entity with the father. The son isn't someone else that takes the possessions from the father. The son is the father. And therefore, automatically, when there's no father, the son is in place of the father. And therefore, the son gets everything because he is in the place of the father. It's if today, he is the father. He and the father is the same thing. It's not that the father is selling his possessions to someone else or giving his possessions to someone else. His possessions that he owned, so when he is not here, his son is in his place. And therefore, as much as we described mecher and matana, a sale or a present, sale that he's giving it because he's getting something for it, or matana because he's giving it from his goodwill, and as we explained in Chalkeinu and Geiraleinu, that Chalkeinu is the relationship of Yidden with the Eibishter, that where Hashem contracts himself and lowers himself to be, so to say, the father of the son. Hashem himself, it says in the pasuk, "Gam bein va'ach ein loy." Hashem isn't related to anyone. Hashem's essence is detached and higher and supreme from anything else. It's a descent. It's a contraction for Hashem to be, so to say, the father of a son, the way a yid is a metzias of a son to Hashem. Even the higher level of Geiraleinu, which is Hashem's choice in Yidden, the way it is mitzad Hashem, that he is beicher, bibchirase al-chofshis, his free choice. Hashem chooses to connect himself to a Yid and wants a Yid. He, his essence, wants a Yid. Still, as we explained, it's he is choosing something that's outside of him. It's not him. It's not him. It's something that's outside of him. Whereas Yerusha Seinu, what does Yerusha Seinu mean? Yidden are one thing, kevayachol, with Hashem. As it says, Yisrael v'kutcho brichu, kul achad, in the Zohar. Yidden and Hashem is one thing, is all one. The connection of Yidden to Hashem is in the essence of Hashem. That's higher than any tenua, any contraction, or any relationship with anything outside of him. And that's why it's called Yerusha. Because Yerusha, what is the geder? What is the definition of Yerusha? That the Yerush, the inheritor, is in the place of the Meirish. Stands in the shoes of the deceased that's giving the possessions. And therefore, he is one with the Meirish, with the one that's giving the possessions. And therefore, why does the Yerush get the Nechasim? Why does he get the possessions of the Meirish? Because he is Eimid B'makam HaMeirish. He is the inheritor. He is one with the Meirish. The same thing. Yidden are one with Hashem. And therefore, it's not that Hashem is connected to Yidden on a level that he has to contract himself or go out of himself, so to say, to connect himself to something else. Hashem and Yidden is one thing.
I'm sorry. This. You can close the chart.
And therefore, these three inyanim of Chalkeinu, Geiraleinu, and Yerushoseinu, says that ever we can look at it in three general periods in Jewish history. We have the period before Matan Torah, before the giving of the Torah. We have the period of time after Matan Torah, the time when Yidden have the Aveda of doing Torah and Mitzvahs. And then we have the third period of time, which is La'asid Lavei, when Mashiach is going to come, which that is the time of reward, when Hashem will reward us for our Aveda. These three periods of time, are, in these three periods of time, is when these three levels of connection, of a Yid and Hashem, will be expressed. The first period of time before Matan Torah is when the connection of Yidden and Hashem were in a way of Chalkeinu. Yidden before Matan Torah are called Bonim. It says that by Yetzias Mitzrayim. When the Yidden were taken out of Mitzrayim, it says in the Pasuk, B'ni B'cheidi Yisrael. Now also before Matan Torah, the Maila of Yidden, the greatness of the Mitzias of a Yid, the greatness of a Yid over the other nations of the world, was clear. And therefore, their connection to Hashem is all based on their Aveda, on their quality, on their Metzias, like we explained by Chalkeinu. And we find that, for example, the Ovis did the Aveda before Matan Torah. And it says that their Aveda only reached till Shedesh HaNivraim, as much as a creation can reach to. It's limited. Whereas after Matan Torah, what happened by Matan Torah? It says, Uvonu v'charta mikol am v'loshin. Hashem chose in the Jewish people of all nations. What happened by Matan Torah? The choice, the bechira of Hashem in Am Yisrael, as the Alter Rebbe brings in Shulchan Aruch, and he says clearly that when we say in davening in Ava Selom, Uvonu v'charta mikol am v'loshin, Hashem chose us from all the nations, we have to have in mind the time of Matan Torah. Because when Hashem gave us the Torah, what did He do? He gave us the power of not just being able to reach through our Aveda as much as a Nivra, a creation, can reach, but He gave us the Torah Mitzvos, which is divine. It's from the Creator. It's higher than the Koyach of the creation. It's unlimited. Bechira relates itself to the etzem, to the essence of the one that chose, to the essence, to Hashem's essence, who chose and wanted Yidden mitzad Him. However, like we said, that is all the way Hashem is, so to say, relating Himself to something outside of Him. However, when Mashiach comes, after we finish doing all our Aveda of Torah Mitzvahs now, then it will be revealed the true and highest level of the connection of Hashem to Yidden, that Yidden and Hashem are not two separate entities, but Yidden and Hashem are one. And the Yidden are one with the essence of Hashem, the way He is higher than any limitation. And that's what it means, Mayofa Yerushaseinu. And now we can understand the Rambam's seemingly unclear quote from the Pasuk, Shenemar, Lodun Bedine Nachlis, Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, Ish Kiyomas, when a man will die, Ubein Einloi. And we asked, Bein Einloi, he doesn't have a son. Well, that doesn't say what the mitzvah of inheritance is. Why doesn't the Rambam take words from the Pasuk, which depict clearly what the mitzvah of Nachlis is? And here we have the hint and the clue to the highest level. Nachala, inheritance, shows on the highest and deepest connection that Hashem has with Yidden. Not the way it is in Chelkeinu and Geiraleinu, as we said. That over there, Hashem connects to Yidden in a way that He has to contract Himself and go out and go down to the Yidden, the way the Yidden are outside of Him. Whether it's related to the Aveda of the Yidden or the high level, or whether it in Chelkeinu, or whether it's because He wants mitzad His Ratzon or His Bechira in them, as in Geiraleinu. Whereas when we're talking in Yerushaseinu, then we say, Ubein Einloi. There isn't the connection that Hashem has because Yidden are like a son. That's why the Rambam uses this Pasuk. Because in this Pasuk, where the Rambam is stating the mitzvah of Nachlis, which the mitzvah of Nachlis, the reason why he puts it at the end of the mitzvahs, is as we explained, to show the schar of Hashem to Yidden after Yidden do all the 613 mitzvahs. When we go through all the mitzvahs and we reach the end, Hashem is going to give us the reward. When is that going to be? When Mashiach comes. What is the reward? That will be revealed the highest and third level of connection of a Yidden to Hashem in a way of Yerushaseinu. That Ubein Einloi. It's not the connection of a father to a son. It's the highest and deepest connection of Yerusha, where Yidden Amushresh are rooted in Hashem's essence in a way that Yisrael v'kutshebrichu kol achad, Yidden and Hashem is all one thing.